So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of Kamakim Shoshana Reb Shimon Shazuri Halacha Kemaisei and concludes that this rule applies to the following three halachas. Shida, the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim discusses the halacha of a wooden wagon or box that can contain more than 40 sol liquid does not become tame because it's no longer considered a kli because it's not metal to moli bereken. It cannot be moved when it's full because the extreme weight will cause it to break apart. And there's a four-way machlekes in how to measure the share bamsa. The Bishami hold nimdedes mibifnim. The share bamsa is measured only on the inside airspace of the wagon. While the Basil hold nimdedes mibachutz, the bamsa is measured even with the width of the walls that is combined with the airspace. And the moidim elu ve'elu shein oive haraglayim va'oive halavizvaz in nimded. Both Bishami and Basil agree that the bamsa does not include the width of the legs on the bottom and the rim that surrounds the wagon. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and holds moidim sha'oive haraglayim va'oive halavizvaz in nimded. Both Bisham and Basil agree that the Arbamsa includes even the legs and the rim that are combined with the airspace and the walls. However, Uveneim ain nimdit. The Arbamsa does not include the airspace between the legs under the wagon. While Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says it depends. Im hayraglaim gevoyis tafach ain beneim nimdit. Vim la beneim nimdit. If the legs were one tafach in height, the airspace is not included because, as Rashi explains, makam chashavu. Since the area is of a significant size, it does not become part of the Shida. But if the legs are less than a tefach in height, the airspace is included in the Shir Arbamsa. And regarding this halacha, we say, Kamakim Shoshana Reb Shimon Shazuri, halacha kemaisa. Also regarding yayin, the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos discusses the halacha that a liquid that becomes tamei is always considered a rishon l'tumah, the first level of tumah, even if it became tamei from a shein l'tumah, a second level of tumah. And there's a machlekes as to which liquids this applies. Remeya holds shemen tchila la'ilam, oil, and certainly yayin, wine, receive tumas mashkin. The Chum add afad vash, honey too, and certainly shemen and yayin receive tumas mashkin. While Reb Shimon Shazuri holds yayin, only wine receives tumas mashkin, but shemen and dvash do not receive tumas mashkin. And regarding this halacha, we say kol makom shoshana Reb Shimon Shazuri halacha kemaisa. Also regarding the halacha of tevel b'chulin. If tevel fruits were mixed with chulin fruits, the maaser of the tevel cannot be separated from this mixture, because as Rashi explains, b'nei chulin hamuravim boy havalim na chulin hapater al tevel achayev. Since the maaser might possibly contain chulin fruits, the afrash is not affected because peiros chulin that have no obligation cannot remove a maaser obligation from tevel. And there was an incident in which Reb Shimon Shazuri had this dilemma, and there are two versions of what Reb Tarfon told him to do. Lech kach loch min hashuk v'israelav. Go, buy demai fruit from anam aretz, and separate maaser from them for this mixture, because regarding the tarevis tevel b'chulin, midei reise beruba batel. The tevel becomes nullified in the majority of chulin, and there's only a chi of maaser midrabanan. And regarding the peiros min hashuk, roiv ama aretz ma'asmen hein. The majority of amaratzim do separate maaser, and there's only a chi of maaser midrabanan. Therefore, since both fruits are equivalent in that their maaser obligation is only midrabanan, have like a term in a potter, ala potter. The peiros ama aretz can remove the maaser obligation of the tevel b'chulin. However, v'leimalei lech kach mena'akam, Reb Tarfon did not advise Reb Shimon Shazuri to buy fruit from a non-Jew and separate meiser from them for this mixture, because he holds en kinyan la'akum be'eretz Yisrael, lafki miyad meiser. If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha is not removed. And since their meiser obligation is midereisa, havalim achiv ala pater, the peiros ha'akum that are mechuyiv, b'meiser dereisa, cannot remove the meiser obligation of the tevel b'chulin that is only midrabanan. The Gemara cites a second version in which Reb Tarfon told Reb Shimon Shazuri to lech kach mena'akam, go buy fruit from a non-Jew and separate ma'aser from them for the taroivis tevel b'chulin, because he holds yesh kinyan la'akam b'Eretz Yisrael lafki miyad ma'aser. If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha is removed, and since both fruits are equivalent and that their ma'aser obligation is only midrabanan, havalim na pater ala pater. However, v'leim lekach ma'ashok, Reb Tarfon did not advise Reb Shimon Shazuri to buy fruits from an am ha'aretz, because he holds ein roiv am ha'aretz ma'astron. The majority of amaratzim do not separate ma'aser. And since their maaser obligation is midereisa, therefore havalei menachiv ala pater. The Gemara returns to its previous discussion of Hilchas Sefer Torah. Amrav Zeira, Amrav Chananel, Amrav, Kera haba b'shnei shitin yitfer, b'sholosh al yitfer. If the cloth, the parchment of a Sefer Torah, was torn at the edge, it depends. If the tear went through up to two lines of writing, the cloth may be sewn up with gidin sinews, but if the tear went deeper, through three or more lines, the cloth may not be repaired. And the Gemara explains that the halacha of b'sholosh al yitfer applies only to ba'atikta da'afitzam. One may not repair a cloth that is old or was treated with afatzim and has a darker color because the patch is obvious. Avachadasasa loyaf de loyafitzin les lamba. One may repair a cloth that is new and was not treated with afatzim and has a lighter color because the repair is not obvious. And the Gemara inquires, bin daf le daf bin shita le shita mai. Does this halacha apply only to a tear in the actual text, or even to a tear in the margin between the columns and lines? Take it, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara now elaborates on Hilchas Mezuzah. Rav Zeiri Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav says, Mezuzah shekesav shteim shteim ksheira. Mezuzah was written with two words on each line, is kasher. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, shteim v'sholish v'achas kol shekein shasal ksheira. If the mezuzah was written in a pattern in which every three lines had two words, three words, then one word, it's certainly kasher. However, ubavach le'esene kekuvah. He should not write the mezuzah like a tent, which is narrow at the top and wide on the bottom, in which the three lines have one word, two words, then three words. And ubavach le'esene kezanath. He should not write the mezuzah like an animal's tail, which is wide at the top and narrow at the bottom, in which the three lines have three words, two words, then one word. Rav Chisda says, ala aretz b'shita achreina. In the mezuzah, the last two words, ala aretz, must be written on their own line. Some say b'seif shita, ala aretz must be written at the end of the line, so that they are beneath the preceding words, min hashemayim, because k'gvoy shemayim ala aretz, the heavens are directly above the earth. While others say, b'tchila shita, ala aretz must be written at the beginning of the line, so that they're far from the words, min hashemayim, because k'hecha de merach k'shemayim ala aretz, the heavens that are far from earth.